Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Karan. The headlines this Saturday, January 1st, 2022. Polls see in the new year in scaled-down celebrations. German expert backs Warsaw in spat with Brussels over rule of law tool. And higher minimum wage for Poles in 2022. Good afternoon. Poland has welcomed 2022 with scaled-down celebrations, as many people stayed home on New Year's Eve and celebrated only with their immediate family, heeding calls from health officials and experts amid fears of a fifth wave of the pandemic. Scores of events around the nation were cancelled or moved online. But many others went ahead, with vaccinated people enjoying preferential treatment. As is tradition, TVP staged their annual party in the southern mountain resort of Zakopane, wheeling out the undisputed king of disco polo, Zenon, for the event. 30,000 fans enjoyed the occasion, with the unvaccinated and vaccinated not allowed to mingle together. In a New Year message to the nation, the Polish president urged the unvaccinated to get their COVID-19 shots. An expert in European law from Germany has said that the EU is likely overstepping its authority and subverting its own treaties in its use of its cash for democracy mechanism. The former lecturer of the University of Mannheim in southwestern Germany, who is a political economist specializing in international monetary policy and international organizations, said the EU's executive was seeking to expand its powers in an unacceptable way, under the excuse of fighting for the rule of law. The arguments came after Poland's Justice Minister Zbigniew Ziobro last week said that he would ask the country's constitutional tribunal to declare that the European Union's so-called rule of law conditionality mechanism is incompatible with the national constitution. The minimum wage will increase in Poland this year to 3,010 zloty per month, officials have said. Meanwhile, the minimum hourly rate will go up to 19 zloty 70 grosze, effective from today, the Deputy Family and Social Policy Minister noted yesterday. The country's minimum monthly wage rose to 2,800 zloty at the start of last year, from 2,600 zloty in 2020. The Central Statistical Office noted that the average gross Polish monthly wage in November was 6,022 zloty. And finally, archaeologists have unearthed a nearly 1,000-year-old tomb in the northern town of Chojnice, which is about a two-hour drive west from Gdańsk. Two amber rings, a bronze bowl, and an iron knife in a leather sheath with bronze fittings were in the grave of a man from the turn of the 11th and or 12th centuries. According to archaeologists, the artifact belonged to representative of the then Pomeranian elite.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with a moderate breeze and chances of showers and temperatures of 7 degrees centigrade, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow will be a grey and rainy day in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 8 degrees during the day and 6 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.